which rather neatly brings me to the third of the schemes that I'd like to deal with in this podcast, which is the flat rate scheme itself. Remember, I'm not dealing with the flat rate farmer scheme. That's an amazing little scheme. This is the more conventional and wide-ranging flat rate scheme. Okay, so what's this all about? Well, if you're sufficiently small, and what do I mean by small? Well, your VAT taxable turnover does not exceed £150,000, you can go on to a simplified method of calculating your VAT liability. Instead of sheafing together all your sales invoices and taking the VAT from that and popping that onto your return, and then taking the sheafed up purchase invoices and taking the VAT from them and popping that on the VAT return, one from the other gives the net due to revenue and customs, it's a much more straightforward system. And essentially put, you ignore the purchase side of the ledger. You simply deal with the sales side of the ledger, and you do so as follows. You sheaf together all your invoices and you take the VAT inclusive number. So if it's a very simple invoice for 100 plus VAT, we are dealing with the 115 number. And to work out your VAT liability, you take that sum of all the £115 numbers and you multiply that by the flat rate percentage that's given in the VAT regulations, which you choose according to your business sector. Okay, well, let's pull the strings together so far. There is a change, actually, in 2009 on the entry rules, which I'd just like to remind you of. We actually dealt with this on the tax update series. But the test, and let me repeat it, is that you can join the flat rate scheme if your estimated taxable turnover forward for the next year does not exceed £150,000. Now, before April 2009, there was a second rule there. That was your estimated total business income would be less than £187,500. Now, that, I'm delighted to say, has gone. So it's much more straightforward from April 2009. Now, the principal issue about the flat rate scheme is that, and let's recall this point, you do not deal with the input side of your accounts at all. You simply ignore all the purchase invoices coming in for VAT purposes. And the point is very straightforward. The flat rate scheme numbers have been designed to capture ordinary VAT recovery within that sector of the economy. And that's been achieved by a statistical analysis of many businesses within the various sectors. So the basic shape, and let's recall this, is that you cannot reclaim any VAT on your purchase invoices. But there is one very important exception, and that is in respect of capital assets, where the VAT inclusive sum exceeds £2,000. Now, why on earth is that there? Well, that's dead simple, isn't it? It's to allow a business to ring fence a capital piece of expenditure. A good example would be a van. So instead of going through the normal rules on vans where you would simply recover the VAT, on the flat rate scheme, remember, you can't, as a general rule, recover VAT. So we're looking for this exceptional rule here, which says, if you want to, put the van in a box on its own and reclaim the VAT on that van. And then, when you sell the van, you simply charge VAT as normal on the sale. Okay, so what are the benefits? What are the advantages of actually using the scheme? Well, in terms of calculating a VAT, we've already said that you only have to look at one side of the book, so that's got to be an advantage. There is another advantage, and that is that there is a first-year discount on the rates. Remind yourself that the rates, because of the change in VAT on the 1st of December, have actually changed. And these rates, from the 1st of December, range from 2% to 12%. Remember, that's from the 1st of December 2008. The 2% rate is there for many, if not most, retailers. And the 12% rate, the new top rate, is for lawyers. Incidentally, accountancy and bookkeeping comes in at 11.5%. And remember, these percentages are designed to capture your normal background VAT. And I just like to repeat, because it's so important, that if you are in your first year of VAT registration when you apply to join the scheme, then you can reduce those percentages by one extra percentage point just for that first year. Okay, so what happens if you've got a business that's got more than one stream? A good example would be, say, a pub that did some accommodation. Now, the pubs will be on 5.5% and the hotel accommodation is going to be on 8.5%. So how do you deal with that discrepancy in rates? Well, very simply, within your 150, or to be more accurate, up to £150,000 turnover, then you are going to have to apportion it according to the value of your supplies. And the one that's the biggest stream is going to be the one rate that you use for the whole of your business. Remind yourself that there's no possibility of using more than one rate for one business. So there you go. That's the flat rate scheme. Do we recommend it? I think broadly yes. It's obviously going to depend on the numbers, though. But since the rates became more favourable about 2 years after its initial introduction, not only are there administrative savings, there are also cash savings to be had. Remind yourself too about the knock-on effect of the flat rate scheme on the accounts. The turnover in the P&L is gross turnover less VAT actually paid, and the expenses are gross of VAT. I hope that helps. Small business schemes are important to our clients, and it's essential that we understand the rules. See you soon. Cheerio.